It's All Things Considered on AM 580 WILL. I'm Jim Meadows. Looking back, Kevin Causley says it was unwise to try to ride out Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans. But the 23-year-old Champaign native said he didn't know how serious such storms could be. And besides, the weather reports were saying the worst of the hurricane would hit east of the city. Causley, a grad student at Southern University, went to the mid-city apartment of his aunt's boyfriend, Leonard Brumfield, to wait out Katrina.
Being in a storm, a hurricane of that magnitude, it's almost exciting. It's like, you know, exhilarating. You it's like an adrenaline rush. You're getting all that wind and that power and such force of nature just storming through the city. It's one hand, as I said, one hand, it's an adrenaline rush, and on the other hand, you're afraid for your life. So you got this catch 22. It's two things clashing.
By Monday evening, after the hurricane had passed, Causley and Brumfield were surrounded by water in Brumfield's second-story apartment with a partially caved-in roof. Causley says he and Brumfield waded outdoors into the chest-high waters and assisted other people they saw who were trying to make it through the floodwaters to shelter. He says one that they helped was an older, very heavy man who was trying to make his way through the water with an inflatable safety vest. Causley says the man's legs were giving way and he wouldn't have survived long enough to reach the emergency shelter at the city building on Tulane Avenue.
So we got put our minds together and we came up with a plan to get a raft. We built out of a piece of wood, scrap wood off of someone's fence that had been blown over, and two tires that were floating around, and we carried him to safety.
On this sort of improvised raft.
Oh, yeah, improvised. You know, we watch MacGyver and whatnot, and we kind of put our minds together. Like, my aunt's boyfriend, he's actually an ex-military guy, so he has some knowledge of, you know, just basic survival.
The following evening, Causley says he and Brumfield decided to leave New Orleans on their own, with the hopes of making it out to a place where they could hitch a ride to Jackson, Mississippi, where Causley's brother attended college.
On Tuesday evening, once we decided to leave, we left New Orleans about 6 o'clock, 6 p.m.
How long did it take you to get out of flooded territory?
Out of flooded territory, it took us about 2.5 hours.
So you were slogging through water for 2.5 hours?
2 hours till about 8 p.m., 8 or 9. Then we got to the railroad tracks. Once we got to the railroad tracks ironically weren't flooded, and they weren't, you know, were just as low as the highway.
Causley says they took a couple of wrong turns on their way out of New Orleans. In one case, they were given directions from a man who had initially fired warning shots their way. Eventually, Causley says he and Brumfield made it to Metairie, where emergency personnel put them on a bus to a shelter in Baton Rouge. From there, they made it up north by plane because flooded roads had halted bus service. Brumfield and Causley are both staying with relatives in Champaign-Urbana. Causley is still worried about the people he left behind. Friends in New Orleans he has no way of communicating with.
But I hope that everybody knows, you know, can keep New Orleans in their prayer, and, you know, and if there are any efforts that can be done to, you know, help those people get out and get to safety, you know, at all possibilities, you know, exhaust those possibilities, because those people really need it, and things in New Orleans are going to be extremely bad for a long time. For a mighty long time until they can get back on their feet.
In a week or two, Causley says he'll focus in earnest on his own future. The Southern University campus is still flooded, so he can't go back to school there, although universities in Illinois have offered to take him in. For now, Kevin Causley says he's lucky to have survived the type of natural disaster that up to now he had only seen others suffer through on TV. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.